Welcome to Spiritual Insights with Charlotte Spicer. Spirituality and Metaphysics Talk Radio, featuring A Course in Miracles, Dream Interpretation, Guided Meditation, and the Psychic and Metaphysics Free-for-All. It's your opportunity to consult with a professional psychic medium, discuss past lives, the chakras, and more. We are non-denominational, and there are no limits. Want to change your life? You must first change your mind. No matter your religious structure, cultivate peace in your reality through self-awareness with an authentic spiritual teacher. And now, your host, Charlotte Spicer.
Welcome to Spiritual Insights, everyone. I'm Charlotte Spicer, executive producer and host of the show, energetic healer and channel for Yeshua and others in the divine. Thank you so much for tuning in from the United States and around the world. Today, we feature guidance from spirit, channeled messages from beyond the veil with Divine Mother, a supreme being of the divine feminine consciousness. I am joined by my special guest co-host, Connie Viveros, full body channel for Divine Mother since 2011. Connie is a gifted healer and spiritual teacher who offers coaching, mentoring, and online courses, as well as certification in channeling at the beginners, intermediate, and advanced levels. Divine Mother, not to be confused with Mother Mary, comes forward through Connie to offer messages of unconditional love and wisdom to the listeners. Visit angelsemerging.com to learn more about online events and courses with Connie and Divine Mother. If you would like to participate in the online gatherings that I offer, the Holy Trinity Guided Meditation, or the Psychic and Metaphysics Free-for-All, join the community by subscribing to my newsletter at spiritualinsightsradio.com, and you will receive an invitation and access to everything. Also, don't forget, you can still book the Ultra Clearing with me at the website. Well, I'm excited to get started, so welcome back, Connie. Good to be with you again.
Great to be here, Char. Thanks for having me.
It's interesting times. Interesting times. So what we are having today, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to briefly offer you a planetary traffic report. Oh, you like that? That's what I've been calling it. So what we have coming is what we just experienced recently was a lunar eclipse, and now we have a complete solar eclipse coming on April 8th, 2024. It's a doozy. It's a big one. It's powerful. Yeshua explains to me that it is quite potent, and especially because this will not happen again for another 20 years, not until 2044. That's a shame. Anyway, I like these events. Mm-hmm. I'm getting energy of pivotal energy. I do believe he mentioned that it's a gateway. So we'll see what comes through with that. But what energy have you gotten out of it so far?
Well, for me, I mean, you talk about pivotal, and yes, I think what we're all experiencing is this, again, accelerated personal transformation. This period for us that, you know, it's always pivotal because really what the eclipses do, and this is coming direct from my divine guidance, is they offer us opportunities to like ride on a wave.
Right.
Accelerated growth. And so if you're paying attention, and if it's something that you're tuned into, and you spend some time dwelling in, you know, actually sitting in that energy field, it can actually, you know, move some of your, you know, issues or whatever it is you're going through, whatever that particular eclipse is bringing, it can actually help you move through it. Kind of like riding a wave. Do you know the feeling when you body surf and you don't fight the wave, you ride it.
You take advantage of its momentum and join its momentum. Yeah.
Thank you. That's exactly a good way to describe it. So these mm-hmm. April cosmic events, or the one coming on April 8th, you know, it's a beautiful time to align yourself with the energy and to ride it. And what it will bring for you is, you know, they're talking about new world order, new dreams of destiny, whatever you're dreaming, you know, this wave, this portal, this energetic shift will help ease you into that, or it will help bring you into your life's destiny with more ease. Thank you. Those words came from my guidance.
So I'm going to
bring Christ Sophia in and let her really speak. She's here sort of speaking hybrid through me right now, and I'm just going to bring her in,
I
especially.
love that feeling.
Right,
Sure,
right.
bring it through.
Right. So you have a direct experience of that voice and of, her information. So.
Wonderful. Thank you, Connie.
Like, woo. All right. Welcome. Hello. And I was heeding the message that my voice was very soft, particularly when I channel. So I'm going to try to be a bit more deliberate in my voice in communicating.
Thank you, Divine Mother. I appreciate your effort.
My
Yes.
pleasure.
Welcome back. It's wonderful to be with you. And you seemed anxious to share some information about what we were just discussing. So the microphone is yours.
All right. So I think what's important for everybody to fully understand is that this year, as much as it is a year of transformational growth, it is a physical year. It is going to play with the energies of your physicality, your physical circumstances. So change is afoot, beloveds. It is. You're entering a period of time where there's going to be much physical change on your earth, as well as within your own lives, if I may say so. So the eclipse doorway, which is coupled with, it is combined with Mercury is coming back into retrograde, and you know how everyone feels about the Mercury retrogrades, yes?
Yes.
You will experience a enormous thrust. We call it acceleration, but it is a thrust of emotional and mental and physical energies. And with that, if one is not paying attention and tuned in to your own personal work and your own vibrational field, you're going to feel, thrown off center, like somebody is shaking you to fall over. Your emotional field is going to be like a roller coaster. Way up here one day feeling gladness and happiness, way down here another day feeling sadness and grief, perhaps. There's a lot of grief right now in your world as well. So I encourage you all here to pay attention and apply yourself to every day creating your life experience. You can affect and impact how you receive and accept these energies into your life and how they will in turn affect you.
Now, this begins and continues beyond the Mercury retrograde. Is that correct?
The Mercury retrograde takes place, I believe, next week. I don't have the exact dates on my mind right now, but we are more focused on the April 8th date, which is your solar eclipse.
Right, okay.
So heading into that and then exiting that, there will be shifts, and it does not really matter where you are upon the planet's Earth grid, you will experience some, but particularly if you are in the transit zone.
Okay, I'm in that zone.
So look at your internet and the description of the transit zone. It comes all the way from your Mexico, your Central America, southern region, all the way up into the northern coast of your east side of your country.
Yes. And
Right.
so this emotional roller coaster, are we talking about the year starting with the eclipse?
Well, the initial eclipse started, which was your lunar eclipse, which was on the date of the March 25th.
Right.
This a lunar eclipse, which occurred and shook things up and created some emotional instability and had people really what it did, beloved, is it brought up a lot of past fears. It's
Yes.
sort of shaking loose what we call the proverbial log jam that creates stagnancy, and it started to create some movement in that area. And what it unleashed was I want to say a symbolic Pandora's box. It sort of unleashed some things of relationships and communication that people felt triggered. They felt challenged. They felt emotional upset around. And so, what's important to understand is when you feel extremely challenged, what do you do? What what is your mechanism for surviving it, for riding through it, for accommodating yourself? And everybody has their own style and method by which they do this. And, turning to your mentors, turning to your support communities, perhaps practicing more meditation, which is what my channel tended to do, spent more time in meditation and in nature, grounding out these energies, because we were, as the physical being, they were literally charging us, coming down from the lunar frequency, coming through our bodies, and we were the ones that needed to ground them into the earth. If we were not doing this grounding mechanism, it could have made you feel lightheaded, headachy, just not stable.
Do you have a preferred method of grounding or one that you recommend for human beings?
Well, I tend to like very much sitting upon the earth grid and sitting as close as you can to the physical earth. You sit in chairs, you sit in buildings, you sit in high rises, and the closer that you can be to earth, either with your feet or your bottom, the better. And if you can walk barefoot without your shoes and the need of feet, and it is very difficult for people who live in climates that do not allow for this, but the closer that you can become to earth, the better. So, sitting upon the earth, standing upon the earth, grounding and rooting yourself, and then imagining your root system, your own etheric root, coming from your energy chakras, your centers, and pushing down into the earth and grounding out that way, running your energy down through that grid line and, dispelling it, discarding it. We call it, when you are, what is it called? Forgive me, I'm struggling with finding composting the word, right? You are composting the energy.
Okay. That's a good way to put it.
Yes,
Transmute it.
you're transmuting, composting it, creating, turning it in from one thing to another, and you don't want to hold on to it is the key. The key would be not holding on to it so that it sits in your body and then transmutes into something else. It becomes either an energy field, an energy blockage. It can shut down a chakra, for instance, if you don't, work regularly and periodically to, what we like to call running of the energy. It is a psychic development practice that is one of the first tenets of anyone developing your psychic abilities, is to be able to transmute energy.
Absolutely. Okay. I was speaking with Yeshua just a few moments before we started this segment, and I was very limited on time, so I couldn't ask for you. But I did ask Yeshua if he has a couple topics to recommend, and he said yes. He said the first would be to ask about the climate crisis, that there was information you wanted to offer in comfort to the listeners about all of what we're talking about. That's my goal today, is to bring through information that would lend comfort to the listeners
Around the weather.
around all these topics.
Oh, I see what is happening. Yes, I understand the fear. Again, this is what Mar the March, April eclipses are bringing up, is kind of a projection and fear. And right now, many people are riding on the notion that this is a season where there is heightened weather activity. There's a tremendous amount of weather patterns, hurricanes, tornadoes, that are oncoming. Yes?
Yes, correct.
All right. That is the fear that is being generated, almost like a hurricane itself, within the people that are living in these regions of your communities and country, that are beginning to feel and brace for more severe weathering incidents. There are, yes, the weather in your planet is it is heating up, beloved. if there is an awareness of this, and with that, it creates new and unusual weather patterns. And so it is right and good for those living in these high risk areas where hurricanes and the frequency of that to prepare themselves.
Okay, how do we do that?
Let us see. How do we do that? You stock up. You have preparation for a few days worth of food and water and shelter if that is needed. In some cases, it will be not possible for people to flee these particular areas where they live, and so to have supplies which can protect you from the forces of these nature of these natural events. Sandbags and plywood and the things that are necessary to protect what people want to protect, their homesteads, their shops, their
I see.
homes, their
Physically prepare by collect
physically.
gathering all of these items that would help hopefully protect you and your home and keep you safe during a natural event, we shall
And
call it.
we're hearing, do not be so presumptuous that not me, it's not going to happen to me. And this is a time of your humanity where calamity and hurricanes in particular we're seeing are going to be more and more severe. These weathers are actually weather patterns are being conjured up due to the warming climate change, mostly around your oceans, yes.
Yes.
And so with this it's a repercussion. There is a ripple effect from that. And what can we do? I mean, I think everyone needs to pay more close attention to what you can do in your particular region of where it is that you live to take more precautions.
Okay.
This has to do with, the products you consume, the recycling and composting of your waste. It has to do with the carbon emissions from your vehicles. It has to do with the consumption of your food. It can be so multi-layered, yes,
Yes.
that everyone is going to be called upon to be responsible to some level and degree and measure of taking more personal responsibility for your level of contribution.
Well, there has to be. There have been people who have been trying to warn and being real activists for the environment to
Yes.
slow this down, to
And
slow this down, and people really don't want to listen. Not enough people want to listen.
yet the people that have been clamoring and hearkening this message, they are not the sayers to say, we told you so. They will be there at the front lines, the front lines of ev anything that results in this to be there to help to minimize its effects, yes?
Yes. Is there anything that the divine can do to help change the minds and attitudes of the people who deny climate change? Is that in the works?
Well, the only thing that those that choose to be climate change deniers, let's say, is evidence. And even then, the evidence does not, comply always with the changeover of their mindset, yes? And so therefore, it cannot be done, and you are at a bit of a what is that when you are at a standstill where there it is an impasse of understandings and willingness to believe one thing over another. And until it affects and impacts you personally, some people will not be have their minds changed. And yet, it does not mean that those around them should not take heed and do any type of measure to change your own behavior. It's going to come down to behavior, yes.
Okay, well, a lot of these people are in the way. There are many who are trying to do these things, and they're just in the way. And doing everything they can to trip up all of these efforts. It's frustrating.
Yes, we understand that there are powers and forces to be, and bear in mind, beloved, that their motivations are not focused upon it being of or about the climate or security and safety of the planet. It is about something quite different. Their motivations
Yeah,
are about
it's about power
and money
and
and
money, yeah.
other aspects of your societal norms. And so if it is in their best interest not to concern themselves with such matters, then they shan't. They would not put their focus upon that.
Unbelievable.
It will just take a mass communication and a mass event. And these have already occurred, but I know I can hear the question, like, what will it take? It is the same with your proclivity for guns in your community.
Right. It's going to take something big to change their minds.
But all the big things have already happened. So must it take the annihilation or the decimation of a segment, a percentage of your humanity for it to really take effect? What level of catastrophe might it require for change to occur?
Right. Okay.
And there have been times in history where this is what's been necessary, beloved.
And I see the wisdom in it and the necessity of it because even on a smaller scale, even in a simple life event, for some people who choose to be stubborn, the more stubborn, the harder the knock on the head to get their attention. You have to make this change. You have to change your attitude about this or about people or about other races. So it comes in proportionate doses to that person's resistance.
Is this not true about all aspects of your life and your life as a human? Even from the most personal identification of needing to change something within your life, some people just are not very good listeners.
This is true. Yes. The other topic Yeshua suggested was about the wars that are happening now. He said that there will soon be a shift and the direction of each will change. Is that something you can speak to?
If you want to inspire and create a feeling of comfort and with your audience, I'm not sure this is a topic that is one that you want to open right now.
Then it will. If you choose to continue, it will then help them brace themselves.
All right. Your lifestyle, as you know it, is on the brink of significant change. And right now, you have what we just called an impasse in another area of your climate change is also occurring on your international power stage. There is becoming an impasse of how to proceed and act towards and against the powers to be. Those that wish to be in power remain in power, and the manner in which they choose to maintain this power. Other parties are starting to become influenced and involved when they have to date and up until this moment been able to stay somewhat out of the fray of the war, so to speak. It has remained somewhat isolated, but what is about to occur is more people will get involved. More countries will get involved, more powers will get involved, and then the standstill just, beloved, becomes bigger and more, puffed up and more egoic in a sense. The issue that your humanity is faced with is, at what point is enough? Killing and dying and starvation and, dehumanization. At what level will this dehumanization be considered as an aspect of your war? And right now, this dehumanization is not being considered in the most important piece of what is happening. It is like they are ignoring that in an effort to fix something that they perceive as the other problem.
Yes. That's very true. Last night, during our Holy Trinity guided meditation, Yeshua chose to pluck an idea out of my mind to discuss it and address the group with. And that was about my habit and interest in interpreting things that I see. And so just recently, just a couple days ago, a bridge in Baltimore, Maryland, the Francis Scott Key Bridge, completely collapsed. And so he addressed the group in terms of how the unity of the people of the United States has collapsed, has broken down. Is there anything you can add to that in terms of how we look to this and as it gets rebuilt, how we can see ourselves and each other in that rebuilding?
So you are suggesting that these life events, these circumstances and events upon your world stage are metaphoric in terms of what is happening on the greater scale of your humanity?
That's how I've always seen it, and I interpret waking events much like a dream that I would interpret. And for instance, when the Notre Dame Cathedral in France caught fire, I saw that as a reflection of how organized religion, the structure of organized religion, is beginning to collapse. Same with the bridge.
All right. And so the question, please rephrase the question, beloved. I am searching for the response from the cosmos.
Okay. Can you enlighten us then, Divine Mother, as to the impact and importance and significance of the falling of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Maryland as it reflects the attitudes of Americans and how we are so divided?
All right. Division is not necessarily the key element here. The key element that we were actually, and now I understand the purposeful good of the previous conversation or the prior piece to our conversation, is it is about preservation. It is about preserving something before it collapses. And the element that all of us are part of the consciousness that, you know, creates these tragic events. What could have happened prior to this happening? And so the gift of foresight is what is really lacking and missing right now in your consciousness.
Okay.
Is to be able to, you know, take care of the environment, take care of the cities and states and your infrastructure, your bridges and all that before things collapse, which is what one of your presidents right now is working toward. Is he's trying to rebuild the infrastructure of many communities right now before there is calamity and collapse. And this is not being met with, you know, great acceptance and understanding, and for various reasons. It is very, very layered in its understanding and the rationale behind it. But what you are speaking to is as a metaphor in answering and in response to what is happening on the greater scale of consciousness is, you know, people not paying attention. People not paying attention to the world they want to create. And part of the eclipse, and we're tying this all together very neatly, is the eclipse that is occurring for you is your ability to sit within the framework of your own consciousness to be able to begin to create and design the life that you choose, the person you choose to be. How do you wish to stand in the world? What do you believe? Do you believe in equanimity and fairness and justice for all or just some? And so these tragedies that occur, yes, you can definitely tie them to metaphoric rationale, but it is not necessarily that. Sometimes they are just tragedies for lack of restorative power. They have not been tended to. That is the real metaphor. Your consciousness and your humanity is not being tended to. People do not pray. They do not look within for the answers and response. There is a lack of kindness. There is a lack of, care and concern for the neighbor, for your other. And I'm not saying that this is across the board, but it is not on a generally day-by-day basis for many of you.
Okay.
How can you walk in the world taller, with your head erect, with your eyes alert? How can you greet your fellow human with more compassion and understanding and decency? There is a failure right now of people to feel that another person, just by their right of existing, deserves decency. Even those that are without homes right now, or without food, or without shelter, there is a judgment. Right now you have a seemingly a crisis with your immigrant situation, yes?
Yes, indeed.
And there are those that condemn the immigrants just for their mere existence.
Very true.
This is another calamity that is, not being dealt with from the aspect of, how can you preserve so that it does not happen? It is dealt with on the rationale of reaction, and it has happened, therefore now what do we do?
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And so to tend to humanity, to tend to the infrastructure in the world we live in and make it be the world we want it to be is well worth the effort and the money that is invested in it to not lose more people to senseless tragedies like this.
And you said it yourself, beloved, the word prevention, prevention. Think about that word, ruminate and meditate on that word. Prevention of chaos, prevention of calamity. How can I contribute to the prevention of war? How can I contribute to the prevention of climate change? How can I contribute to the prevention of these tragedies?
Transmit peace to the collective.
Is one beautiful way to begin. It could be as simple as that. It can be as simple as kindness. It can be as simple as fairness for all. Women, men, gays, gender, black, white, yellow, purple, red, blue. People are trying very hard right now to correct a lot of what is being unearthed as serious, significant wrongs within your societies. And yet it is an epidemic worldwide. There is a movie that my channel watched recently called Origins. And we recommend that everybody hear. It is not an easy movie to watch. It is very complex in its delivery, but it is a movie that will explain your humanity and your development of humanity over the millennium and the ages. It is not racism, it is about a caste system that has been in existence since time began.
It's still there, it's still in operation, we just don't call it that anymore.
Exactly. But it is best for everyone here to have, referendum. And why is it that you believe what you believe? And what are you doing to, make strides, efforts, correctional behavior to ease the burden and pain of another human in particular?
Very fascinating. Let's switch to a more uplifting topic.
All righty.
So you and I discussed some time ago the music of the spheres, and you described it for us as quite beautiful and quite real. So I started hearing it after I got to a certain level with my light quotient exercise that Metatron gave us. It's continued. So I'm really enjoying that. And someone in my meditation class last night mentioned that they heard music and it sounded like singing bowls. So did that person actually hear the music of the spheres in their meditation? Because what Yeshua did with us last night, as you know, you were there, took us out of our bodies. He offered everybody an out-of-body experience. So did she hear the music of the spheres during that experience?
Absolutely. It was like she was merging with the music of the spheres. It is the sound of the cosmos.
Just as I suspected, but I love to hear you say it.
Yes, indeed. Verification and validation is always noteworthy. Anytime you are having an experience that is beyond the rational mind. And the explanation of that, which you can say, oh, I can explain that by virtue of these, very evidentiary facts.
Yes, absolutely. Divine Mother, I want to thank you for being here with us and sharing your wisdom with all of the listeners and with me.
Indeed. It's always a pleasure and an honor, and I hope we were encouraging and uplifting for those who are listening. It is not all, perfume and roses on the horizon, but your humanity as a whole is perfume and roses.
Beautiful.
Indeed. Until next time, namaste.
Namaste, Divine Mother. Well done. I know you have to go. So I want to thank you, Connie, for your insights and for bringing Divine Mother through. Angelsemerging.com is where you can join the community, and a new website will be forthcoming very soon. If you would like to participate in the online gatherings that I offer, visit spiritualinsightsradio.com and join the community by subscribing to the newsletter. Thank you, Connie.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it, Car. Love.
You're very welcome.
Happy Easter Ascension Day, everybody.
Oh, thank you. Same to you. All right, everyone, that's our show for today. Until next time, God bless and be at peace.